This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Well, I hate to break it to you, but that office plant you left on your desk 14 months ago didn't do so well during the pandemic. But what about the office itself? With vaccines widely available and distancing restrictions lifting in the next few weeks, businesses in the region are talking about plans to bring folks back to the office. Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benshoff spoke with three employers who differ on strategies.
Everywhere you look in the FMC global headquarters in Philadelphia, there are COVID-19 protective measures, from the temperature checks in the lobby of the glossy skyscraper.
And if this is normal, you're good to go.
Normal temperature.
Okay, great.
To the plexiglass sheets rising up from each cubicle wall in the offices above. Ken Gadeka, a VP at FMC, says they're a throwback from the first time the company brought workers back to the office last summer.
And we got used out of them as we started bringing people back until August, we sent people back home again. But yeah, every floor has them, every open workstation you can see there.
Right now, there aren't many people to protect, at least not yet. The company has been allowing workers to return voluntarily, but Gadeka says that will soon change.
So on June 14th, we've announced that we're going to begin phase one of a three-phase return.
By July 12th, everyone will be back. Execs at FMC, which manufactures pesticides, say it's better for their culture.
What we miss tremendously and what we want to get back is that sort of interpersonal interactions, the collaboration, the chance meetings in a hallway, the talk over the coffee pot.
But the reality is, even with this orchestrated full return, some work from home is here to stay. FMC is allowing its 600 local employees to apply to a flex program, which would let them work outside the office 2 days a week. That's in line with predictions from the National Bureau of Economic Research that about 20% of workdays going forward won't be at the office. It might be more than that at Kleinbard LLC, a 50-person law firm in Center City. Michael Fratone, a managing partner, says the pandemic just accelerated some trends in his industry.
We historically have given, I think, a good amount of trust and a good amount of leeway to our attorneys.
Some attorneys were already fully remote, and the company is giving flexibility going forward, with some willing to give up their office space in order to stay based at home. Fratone says one common refrain is that they don't want to commute.
People are not anxious to go back to getting on the 640 train, being at their desk, taking the 715 train home, doing that 5 days a week.
Plans to expand their office footprint are now on ice. That's not exactly good news for the city. Office buildings are only at about a quarter of occupancy, according to the most recent data from Castle Systems, a security company. The City of Philadelphia and Chamber of Commerce are trying to change that.
Hey, Philly.
This is from their ad campaign, Ready, Set, Philly, which casts returning as a civic duty that's needed to bring back jobs from retail to hospitality to food service.
Get vaxxed, get dressed, and get back to all the things you love about Philadelphia.
But this runs into a new reality. It's harder to take away an employee perk once you give it.
If my staff had it their way, they would never come in the office. I think they've just been spoiled.
It's a good spoiled, says Michael G. Horsey. He's the CEO of his own accounting firm, which represents some heavy hitters in the sports industry.
You know, basketball, football. Cam Newton's a client of ours. DeAndre Hunter, who just signed with the Atlanta Hawks.
His firm was subleasing office space and has decided to get rid of almost all of it to cut costs. The company will remain pretty much fully remote going forward. If growth equals success, Horsey has done well during the pandemic. His small firm of 5 employees will soon expand to 8 or 9. And he says he doesn't believe in measuring his employees' productivity by the amount of hours they work, but by their output.
You know, I just never dug into the concept of working 13 hours a day and you're really productive only 7.
Plus, he likes the flexibility himself.
You know, after I get off the phone with you, I'm going to play some golf.
Horsey and I talked at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. Laura Benshoff, Keystone Crossroads,